The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Hey, it's the Business News Hour, the final segment of the week for us. And each week we turn our attention to stuff to do in the Metro with Jeff Pitts, our lifestyle contributor from City View. Yay. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, hey, what's happening?
Easter weekend, man.
What's up, Doc?
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out the bunnies and the egg thing.
I've got an answer for you.
All right, good, good. It's also tonight at sundown, Passover starts.
That's right.
That goes on for 8 days. Wow. We got a lot of
the
stuff.
Holiday season.
Holiday season, yeah. It's beginning to look a lot like
spring.
Yeah, right.
Thank goodness for the sunshine.
What you got?
Okay, first of all, you won't find bunnies and eggs in the Bible, Michael.
No.
At least according to history.com. But these cherished Easter traditions have been around for centuries.
And?
Although the exact origins of the Easter bunny are unclear, some say the idea of an egg-laying hare was introduced by Germans immigrating to the United States during the 1700s.
What? Germans?
Apparently.
Figures.
Apparently, the Germans had an egg-laying Easter bunny named Osterhaz or Osterhaus.
Osterhaus.
Other sources report that this German custom probably originated from the idea of many ancient cultures that rabbits were prolific procreators, thus a symbol of fertility and new life.
Ta-da! There you go. You did some homework on this.
History.com.
Yeah, all right. I like it. So now we know who to blame.
That's right.
The Germans.
Next week.
So we skip right over Sunday?
Well, that is Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Saturday, the Easter egg hunt. Services
are on Sunday. Right. Right, there you go. Then, yeah, ain't nothing going on Sunday.
Not much happens on Sunday. No. We usually skip Sunday, don't we?
Do we? I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Especially this Sunday.
Right. Not a lot going on. Starting Tuesday, the humans are coming to the Civic Center.
It's about time. Yeah, I've been waiting for this for a long time.
So it starts Tuesday, run through the 8th. Stephen Karam's The Humans is an uproarious, hopeful, and heartbreaking play that takes place over the course of a family dinner on Thanksgiving. Breaking with tradition, Eric Blake has brought his Pennsylvania family to celebrate and give thanks at his daughter's apartment in Lower Manhattan. As darkness falls outside the ramshackle pre-war duplex, eerie things start to go bump in the night.
Bump.
And Blake's clan's deepest fears and greatest follies are laid bare.
Oh. Hopeful yet tragic.
The Humans.
Oh.
That's a good name for
it is.
Something.
Right, so that's coming on Tuesday.
Tuesday, yep, at the Civic Center. Runs through the 8th. All right, Wednesday, meet author Carol Bodensteiner. Not sure if I pronounced that right.
Oh, you did, notice? Yes.
Okay. She's an Iowa author, Iowa writer who finds inspiration in the people, places, and history of the state. Her book, Simple Truth, is the thought-provoking story of a young woman who lands a career making opportunity only to discover her client may be exploiting immigrant workers.
Yeah, we missed something on Saturday.
What?
Jeff Stein, he's the author of The Floppy Show,
is
going to be in Ankeny.
Oh, good.
At a book signing, yeah.
He was on your show the other
day,
right?
He was not too long ago, yeah. The Floppy Show.
I loved that show when I was a kid. Meet the author. This Carol Bodensteiner, Beaverdale Books, Wednesday, 5 p.m. Opening day was yesterday. Play ball.
Yes.
Baseball. Opening day for the AAA teams and opening day at Principal Park for the iCubs is Thursday at 3:08 p.m.
I wish I could go. Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm. Huh? It would be nice.
Wear a parka. Go watch baseball.
It would be, if it's sunshine, and it'd be a good time.
Yeah.
So the iCubs open up. That's gonna
you know
be
what they're doing
here.
at the iCubs. Mm-hmm. This is really cool. Every Sunday home game, they're having a ride to the park, and where you take your bicycle.
Oh, bicycles. I did see about this.
Yeah, and this is kind of cool. So you take your bicycle, you ride to Principal Park. I think there's a discounted ticket admission, and your bikes are like guarded and all that stuff. Yeah, so that could be kind of fun. It's all sponsored by our friends over at Bike World, I think it is.
Nice.
Yeah, just slid that little
nice one.
Yeah, That's what we do.
Oh, by the way, the preseason preview of the iCubs will be in City View this week, coming out on Thursday. 50th anniversary season, the iCubs,
really?
Of minor league baseball in Des Moines. I think they were originally
something else.
Yeah, I think they became the iCubs in the early 80s. Yeah,
very nice. 50th anniversary.
Yeah,
minor league ball.
Minor league play ball.
Did you ever? Did you? I saw a news story the other day about minor league players are not paid. I got to check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Not paid benefits and other things because they're considered seasonal players. Have you ever heard that?
I think that is right. I've heard that not in relation to minor league baseball, but I think it was something else.
Hmm.
Right. It's hard because they're not full-time employees and they get traded around all over the place. And so, yeah.
But I know that, you know, and they were talking about how little these minor league ball some players make.
Yep.
As opposed to our friends with the Iowa Wild, those guys do pretty well.
And, do they?
Oh, yeah.
So the structure must be different. But the thing about the AAA guys, even if they make one game in the big leagues, almost more than they make the whole season in AAA.
Right. So get called up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
ISU Theater will open Rodgers and Hammerstein's beloved landmark musical, Oklahoma, 7:30 Friday, April 5th. You know it.
I do.
Yeah. That's the Fisher Theater, Oklahoma.
The Fisher Theater.
One of the first musicals to integrate music, scripted scenes, and dancing into the telling of a unified and compelling story. I love the hype these writers use in these things.
Isn't that great?
Man.
Compelling story.
So, yes. What else you want to know?
I don't know. What are you at?
Oh, Central Library downtown, Thursday, April 5th. After dropping out of college at the age of 19, Ryan Holiday went on to become director of marketing for American Apparel. He has since written 6 books, including The Daily Stoic. Holiday now lives in a ranch outside Austin, Texas, where he raises cattle, donkeys, and goats. He'll be in town to talk about his most popular book, The Daily Stoic. Stoicism is a school of philosophy in which ethics are informed by logic.
Ethics are informed by logic.
Happiness is derived by accepting the present moment.
Gotcha. So you have to be in the moment.
Ancient philosophy, yeah.
Ancient philosophy.
Yep.
Stoicism.
That's right. Yes. It was popular about the same time, about zero.
About year zero.
It was one of the big ones, yep.
All right. That's it.
That's kind of interesting. I think we're out of time, aren't we?
Just about. Just about. Got anything else? Anything else?
How about Lefty's Live Music?
Hey, when is that?
April 5th, Thursday, 6 p.m.
Lefty's.
Hammond B3, Great Bruce Katz.
Whoa. Back up. What did you say? Hammond B3?
Yep. Yeah.
Do you know that the sound of a Hammond B3 is orgasmic?
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had never heard that.
Have you ever heard of Hammond B3?
I don't even know what it is.
It's an organ.
Oh.
Which, it's got this, they're huge. They're big. And then they've got this huge speaker. It's called a Leslie speaker.
Uh-huh.
And this Leslie has got a rotating speaker in there. And it's the sounds that it makes is absolutely great. So we got a Hammond B3 player at Lefty's.
B3. Yeah. Bruce Katz. Bruce Katz and his band embark on Highway to the Heartland Spring Tour.
Nice.
They bring their renowned Hammond B3 organist, keyboardist, and 4-time Blues Music Award nominee, Bruce Katz.
Bruce Katz.
I jumbled that, but... The idea is...
He's going to be there.
He's going to be there.
Yeah, at Lefty's.
And the organ, it's not supposed to be
with a name like Bruce Katz, I should take him some matzah.
That's right.
Say, hey, Bruce, have you had matzah yet this week? Good stuff. All right. Lefty's on Thursday. I have to see about that. All right. We got to go. It is nigh on to 6 o'clock. Time is ticking away. It means we have to leave and get out of here. We'll be back on Monday with more from the Business News Hour. Another week of business news on the nation, region, and long-form business interviews. All kinds of things going on. If you are celebrating the holiday of Easter, may you have a blessed Easter. If you are celebrating the holiday of Passover, Chag Sameach, and you should have a kosher Lech Pesach, and enjoy yourself. Don't get all bound up by that matzah. Lots of matzah, as they say, yeah. All right, we got to go. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, for our friend Jeff Fitz from CityView, my name is Michael Libby, and Tyler Hackenmiller, of course, is the producer for the Business News Hour. Jimmy Olson, the voice of Insight on Business, Mary Sayer, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Business News Hour and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the brand manager for the radio station. Jeff Delvaux is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for us by James Goodlett. You want some dramatic music for your videos or whatever it happens to be? Get in touch with us. We will hook you up with James. He's just a great guy.
Is there a B3 Hammond?
But he can. He does this all digitally.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah. Hammond B3.
Amen.
Yeah, get it going. All right, we got to go. From all of us, have yourself a wonderful weekend, would you please? Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.